Now on the left side, Ruttu picks up the loose puck. Teach Corville, right side. Corville in on goal. Backhand shot scores! The hat trick for Joe Corville. Oh, does he come back to burn his ex-teammates or what? 5-1 Carolina.
Ottawa shipped Joe Corville to Carolina just before the trade deadline, and Corville exacted a measure of revenge with his first career hat trick. Dave Schreiber, the call on the Team 1200 in Ottawa as the Senators suffered a 5-1 loss. To add insult to injury, Patrick Eaves, who was part of that February 11th trade, scored the Hurricanes' first goal of the game, his first goal in a Carolina uniform. The Devils went into Colorado and stopped the Avalanche as Martin Brodeur extended his NHL record.
Madden at center ice for Gianta. Back to Madden, moves in deep. Rashad save initially, and then it goes in. It went off of Theodore. He couldn't control it. It rolled behind him, and the Devils have extended to a 4-1 lead.
Matt Laughlin, the call on WFAN in New York as John Madden capped the Devils' scoring in what ended up as a 4-2 victory and was Martin Brodeur's 40th win of the season. It's his third straight 40-win campaign and the seventh in his career, four better than any other netminder in league annals. Some goals are pretty, some goals aren't, but they all count.
Knocked down low along the end boards in the Islanders' zone. Nice intercept, though, by Rob Davison, and he slams it all the way down. 1:24 remaining. Oh, the puck bounces in! Rob Davison's going to get credit for it. Unbelievable. The puck bounced in past Vesa Toskala. It's been that type of season for the Toronto Maple Leafs. 1-0 Islanders.
Steve Mears, the call on Bloomberg Radio in New York as the Islanders' Rob Davison scored from 178 feet away when the puck took a high hop over the glove of Vesa Toskala. Toronto bounced back, though, to claim a 3-1 win. Alex Ovechkin was the first this season to 50 goals. Now he's the first to hit the 100-point plateau.
Crossing pass, Ovechkin, one-time release on that one. Walked away by Fiddler. Alexander Semin inching in. Fires one, scores! Alexander Semin dancing by defenseman, and the Capitals have a 1-0 lead here in the first.
Steve Colby on the 3WT Capitals Radio Network as Ovechkin assisted on Alexander Semin's goal in a 4-2 win in Nashville to become the first player in Washington history to score 100 points in a season twice. Colby joined Ovi in the 50-goal club.
Now Lettinen takes off. He's to the Thrasher bench. The Thrashers need two goals to tie. Left one in from a shot, never got through. Kozlov jams at it. It's loose in the slot. Shot score! Ilya Kovalchuk has his 50th of the year! Ripping a wrister from the inner arc left circle. Thrashers within one.
Dan Kamal on 680 The Fan in Atlanta as Ilya Kovalchuk hit 50 goals for the second time in his career. It's the first time since 1996 the league has had two 50-goal scorers before the end of March. Hockey fans know there's one easy way to end a long winning streak: run into a hot goalie.
Now here's Thornton, he's got a breakaway. The Oilers put it in change. And Rawlinson makes the save on Thornton. And then a sharp angle shot from Thornton. And another save by Rawlinson. The man has been absolutely incredible. A clear-cut breakaway for Joe Thornton. And he stopped him with a scintillating save.
Rod Phillips on 630 CHED Radio in Edmonton as Dwayne Rolison foiled San Jose's Joe Thornton in overtime. Rolison made 48 saves in the game, another three in the shootout, as the Oilers halted the Sharks' franchise record 11-game winning streak. The Sabres had a never-say-die attitude against Tampa Bay.
Almost stolen away. Now it is by Roy with a shot. The rebound, they score!
Rick Jenneret on Sports Radio 550 WGR in Buffalo as Thomas Vanek's natural hat trick was part of a 6-goal third period. The Sabres rallied from 4-1 down for a 7-4 win. It's just the fifth time in league history a team has overcome a 3-goal third period deficit. And Detroit's Henrik Zetterberg joined Vanek that night with a hat trick. And for just the third time in NHL history, two players had natural hat tricks in the third period on the same day. Ken Cal on 1270 WXYT in Detroit had the call as Zetterberg's third goal capped the Red Wings' 3-1 win over Columbus.
Gary Novotny through center ice. Now to the trailer, Zhirinov, it's picked off. Zetterberg looking for the hat trick, breaking in all alone. He scores! He pulled the Reno, went around him and fired it into the net. And here come the Hats, cascading down from the crowd, littering the ice. Three goals by Zetterberg in the third period.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.